KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
That's Moxie Fruvis. That song's called Entropy. Whenever you hear that song on KHUM, that means that I'm doing something and I need about 1 minute more, because that song's 1 minute and 2 seconds long. So it's perfect for that. Okay, and what I needed some time for was getting set up for Coastal Currents, and we are now set up, and we're gonna go and start Coastal Currents right now. You can actually hear the music this time.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Delia's here, and she's got the headphones on. Normally, you can't hear the music. You know it's there.
I just have to imagine it.
You feel its presence, but now you can hear it. Thank you to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. Thank you to Coquitats for sponsoring this program. Thank you as well to Bayside Garden Supply and to Solutions Eco Store on the Plaza. And a big thank you and welcome back to Delia.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Ferndale, California.
It is a gorgeous day out here. I just walked around Main Street a little bit and took a little drive. It's so pretty out.
This whole thing of September is I love the fact that you get like basically 4 weeks in a row where it's perfect every day.
Right.
But I think we should not tell people, because I was on the phone with someone who from the East Coast earlier today, and they were saying, I always like going out to visit California, but I could never live up there in way northern California. All it is rain and fog.
And we go, yes.
Yes, yeah. It does get to be bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's a hardship.
We want to come here.
But we make do somehow. Anyway, thank you, and it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Who are our guests today?
Yeah, today we have two guests, actually, and one is joining us via telephone, and one is sitting here in the studio with us. So we have Gayla Mitchell on the phone, and we have Justin Fricker here, and they are the coordinators of Bike Party Humboldt, and that might sound a little weird on Coastal Currents Bike Party. What are you talking about? But they're hosting a full moon paddle coming up as kind of a branch of this idea, and so they're going to tell us a little bit more about it today.
Awesome. Hi, Gayla.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for taking the time, and Justin, thank you as well for coming down here to Ferndale.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
All right, so, Gayla, I think it's our understanding that this is kind of your baby, your idea. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about how you came up with this idea, and what exactly is Bike Party?
Well, honestly, I can't take credit for the idea. Some genius thought it up, but I started a group up in Humboldt about a year ago. Really, it's just something fun to do for my birthday. And we went on one ride through Eureka, and I tried to get as many people to come as possible, but probably about 12 brave people showed up, and we rode around town and had some lights on our bikes, and then decided that we should do it again. And so one of the people that came that night, who is not on the phone with us today, is Mark Mueller, and he's the one that I did a lot of planning with over the past year. And then actually, as we've grown, we do rides every month, and so it actually takes a lot of work. You would never guess, but, someone's got to go to all the places, have a beer, and think about these routes. So we dedicate a lot of time to having a beer and thinking about routes. And probably about 8 or 9 or maybe even 10 of us, maybe even 12. There are wonderful people that come and help out now, and Justin is one of those people. And he started coming on the rides, I think, last October. And is that correct, Justin?
Yeah.
That's right. It's a Halloween ride? Yeah. And so when people come, they enjoy the ride. It's just kind of a casual nighttime bike ride, and you have lighted bikes, and you just kind of tootle around. And as people come each month, we get to know each other a little bit better, and different people come each time. It's kind of become its own little community, and it's just a fun, free event for people to show up for and have a good time.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I've seen some pictures, and it kind of looks like a little a parade of people, and there's like awesome themes every month, like disco, and everyone's all dressed up and they're cruising through town. I just love the idea.
I have to admit, the costume rides are kind of my favorite, I have to admit. I'll take any excuse to dress up. I'm such a boring person outside of Bike Party that you know, you got to live it up every once in a while.
And I would say, as Gayla mentioned, there, it's not just Gayla, and it's not, you know, I mentioned as a planner, and I'm one of many planners. Mark Mueller also plans. We have somebody named Tommy Pepe who's planning our next ride in September. So it is really a group collaborative thing.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it's a great collaborative thing.
So is the purpose just to get out and ride your bike and have fun with other people, or is there kind of like a underlying message, or just...
Absolutely not. There is zero message.
Just go and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go have fun. Get on your bike. It's, you know, it's really special. I think as adults, we kind of forget some of those smaller joys we had as kids and the little freedoms that we had that maybe we don't have anymore. And like, it's so simple, but riding your bike kind of in the dark with friends harkens back to that time, and I really get a kick out of it, and I think a lot of other people do too. And when you're in a group, it affords you a little more safety, and when you're well lighted, people sort of treat you like a, like you said, like a parade or more of a spectacle. I think it's kind of dazzling and fun for people to watch as well as be a part of. So it's really just about fun. It's not really a critical mass ride. They have a great purpose, but we're not really doing that. It's just sort of to get out and have fun.
Hey, Gayla, before we talk about the specific event that's coming up, if someone's interested in getting in on all the fun and magic of Bike Party, how do they do that? How do they know when the parties are and how do they get involved?
Good idea. So we have kind of two links to our information. One is on Facebook. You can just search for Bike Party Humboldt. And then also you can find our page on there. And then if you were to go to any web browser, you could search Bike Party Humboldt. We do have a website that lists our most current events and all the previous ones as well.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to stop asking that question, though, because the answer is always just Google it.
Right?
How do you find out? Well, there's this thing called the internet, and there's
Come
a search
on,
engine.
Larry.
Well,
get with it.
I'll get up to speed on this whole technology thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the event that's coming up. That's related to, you know, coastal currents, our theme here a little bit. So,
yeah.
Tell us about it. Either one of you, maybe Justin.
Oh, Justin. Justin's
got to
take this one.
Okay, so after, you know, it's an idea that's been melded from two different concepts, and one would be specifically what we were just talking about, Bike Party, which Gayla came up with lights on, LED lights on bicycles and traveling around town in a group. And I also had another friend in town that used to do full moon paddles, kayaking paddles, and so I kind of took those two concepts together and melded them, and that's kind of how Kayak and Stand-Up Paddleboard Party originated here. And this is kind of our inaugural event. It's gotten a lot of traction, apparently via Facebook. We're not quite sure what sort of, you know, how many folks are going to show up. We're hoping not too many folks show up, because I don't know that the park can handle everybody.
Well, by not too many, you mean there's 800 people interested on Facebook right now.
Right. And, you know, as we talked before, Facebook can be a little fickle. But again, if 10% of 800 folks show up, that's quite a lot of folks. And, you know, we have the intention of reserving the group campsite at Big Lagoon. It's a first come, first served campsite. I'm sending somebody up there several days in advance just to reserve it in the midweek, so that we're sure that we have it by the weekend. And it should be a lot of fun. It's you know, it's a midnight, or not a midnight, it's a full moon paddle out in Big Lagoon. We're going to have a buoy out in the middle of the lagoon that's going to be lit up so that we can kind of travel out there and travel back. And so it should be a lot of fun. We encourage folks to come out and check it out. Whether you just want to paddle, you can also camp and paddle, or you can just check it out on your own from the beach. So.
Will you have extra paddle boards there if someone doesn't have one, or people need to bring their own paddle board?
You can reserve paddle boards from Kayak Zacks. You can contact them, and they will actually have paddle boards, whether it be singles or tandems or stand-up paddle boards at the lagoon for you. You can reserve through them. You can also go to the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. However, you would need to get, you know, the kayaks or whatever you're reserving there up to the Big Lagoon. So I guess the benefit would be to contact Kayak Zacks, because they'll already be there.
And you could probably get one from, like, pack out before heading up there, too, or maybe rent it for the night or something like that. I think we failed to mention what day this is.
This would be a week from today, so it's Friday the 16th. That's, and it starts at 7 o'clock and will go till 10 o'clock. All the event information, or all the information, is actually on the Facebook event page. So if you have follow-up questions, you can contact us there. Pretty much all the information is there already, or we'll have it up before the event next Friday.
Is there a theme to this paddle, or is it just lights on your board and
cutting? There is no specific theme. That's a great question. That's something that we will look forward to do in the future. Because of the traction we've gotten from this, I imagine we'll be doing this again at some point. So we'll think of themes as we move along. We've talked about having one in Eureka and kind of going around Woodley Island. There's another paddle. A friend of mine, Jason Barnes, is going to be helping me plan these events moving forward. But we've talked about kayaking from Arcata, the marsh, and going straight across the bay towards Eureka. So we've got some ideas coming up.
Nice.
Awesome. So is there anything else anyone needs to know about this event? Maybe just check out the Facebook page and mark it on your calendar, reserve your board.
I would just say that the group campsite is going to cost $20 per day. We're going to cover that. Any additional vehicle that shows up there, it's going to cost them $5. Now, within the group campsite, there's only 20 spots available. If you are not going to camp, but you're going to paddle with us, there's roughly about 52 spots right around either the boat ramp or towards the beach area. So after that, you kind of run out of parking. So I'm not sure that's kind of our limitations on that. And again, we apologize if there's not enough parking. Again, we don't know who's going to show up, how many folks, but we'll do our best to accommodate everybody. The only other thing I would mention too is you want to bring a good headlamp, a good tail lamp if you're going to come out with us. PFDs are required if you're going to be out in the water. And again, we did a little test paddle a few weeks ago, and putting your kayak back on your vehicle at 10 or 11 o'clock at night in the darkness without any overhead light can be challenging. So be aware of that that situation.
It's challenging enough during the day, huh?
It certainly is. Yeah.
Great. Well, I definitely look forward to either being there or seeing pictures of everyone out lighting up the lagoon at night, the full moon. 800 people would be a lot, but it would look pretty cool, probably.
I don't know if we can handle
carrying capacity of 800, lagoon. But...
We'd be neck and neck in the lagoon. That's great.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a really great event. Both the bike party and the paddle that you planned. It sounds really awesome. So thanks for, I'm sure it's a little bit of work to put these things together. So
yeah, it's great adult entertainment. For the bicycle rides, it doesn't cost anything for you to join us. I mean, you can pick up some lights, maybe $20, put them on your bicycle and ride with us. And for a kayak, I notice a lot of people in this area, they tend to have kayaks already. And it's something, it's part of a recreational sporting activity that goes around here. So,
it's really funny. I just want to mention, we've been doing this bike party thing for a year. It's probably the most popular event drew about 65 people, maybe. We've never had this many people say they were interested. So this is obviously an idea that was waiting to happen for this community. So I really appreciate Justin putting this together. And obviously it's going to be fun no matter what happens. And it'll, we'll learn from this event and make more successful ones going forward. I think it's a great idea. And yay, Justin.
Yeah.
Yay, boat party.
Yeah, thanks both of you for bringing this to the community, and I love how it's just for fun. There's no other reason. It's just for fun. That's great.
Right? I know. No ulterior motives here.
Well, that's a good enough reason for sure. Do you got anything else, Delia, before we wrap it up?
I'd also just like to mention that Coastal Cleanup Day is coming up. And that's actually the day after this full moon paddle. It's Saturday, September 17th. And Coastal Cleanup Day is worldwide now, but it actually started here in Humboldt County as a program of the North Coast Environmental Center. So really cool. We have roots here and got to represent. So get out there and clean up however you can. If you want to become a site captain with a group of friends or a business or a school, you can sign up at the North Coast Environmental Center's website. There's a map of all the different sites, and pick an area that you like to clean up for that day. Or you can just go out and clean up however you can, too. So,
That's right. Every day is Coastal Cleanup Day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. Agreed. And we were just talking before, and the paddle group can clean up Big Lagoon in the morning after camping out. So,
oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gayla. Thanks so much for taking some time, and Justin as well. We really appreciate it. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thanks, Delia, as always.
Thank you.
Excellent job. And that will wrap things up for Coastal Currents for this week. Of course, this will be podcast, and you can get just Google K-Hum to find out our website information. And now for the official Coastal Currents. Well, I guess this is the second, because the little sound bed, that's our official music.
Yes.
But this is the unofficial song for Coastal
After
Currents.
After music.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.